Junction Australia is running their annual Christmas Appeal, which supports South Australian families and children who will be facing hardship and adversity this holiday season. This year, Junction has partnered up with Food Bank Australia, and to tell us what they've got planned is Junction Australia's CEO, Maria Palumbo. Good morning, Maria.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Junction and Food Bank are aiming to fund 200 hampers for families. How are you raising funds for the hampers?
Well, we're really just relying on the public. So we have an appeal out at the moment, and anyone can donate to that appeal. Normally $50 will buy a $90 food hamper, and that food hamper goes to needy South Australians, directly to them, pretty much people who have been homeless, young people, families, or women and children who have had to leave home because of domestic violence.
So what kind of things would be in these hampers?
Well, they range. They're really just a hamper of staple foods. So we try and set families up for Christmas so they've got a little bit extra to spend on kids. And so there's a lot of staple foods in there. And then we try and throw a few treats in there as well, just for the kids and just for the holidays as well. So it's not a lot, but it is close to $100 worth of food that they can stock their pantries with and have a little bit extra.
So how do people get access to these generous hampers?
Well, we work with about 8,000 people a year, Sam. So we're actually working with people. People come and reach out to us when they actually hit hardship, like they've become homeless. We work with a lot of young people. So when young people actually have to leave home, so a lot of young people leave home because they have violence in their own homes and they might be homeless as well. And, of course, we run a domestic violence service. We also have about 2,200 homes that we lease direct to people in need as well. So just through our services, we touch about 8,000 people a year, if not more. About 500 kids in domestic violence accompanying their parents. So we're in touch with a lot of people. And then we'll have people who know us just ring us over the Christmas period just because they're really struggling and they need an extra help. So we also have a Christmas present guide as well, where we send our presents out to kids as well.
We're speaking with Junction Australia's CEO, Maria Palumbo, about the annual Christmas appeal. Now, Maria, how is it that you decide who receives these hampers, or is it more of a first-come, first-serve sort of thing?
Well, pretty much. A lot of our workers will know the situation of a family, and if they're really in dire straits, they'll put their name in as somebody to receive the hamper, and others, if they call sort of as a general public call, it'll just be first in, first serve, and then when we run out, we just run out, which is why we work really, really hard to see if we can get as much of the public donating as they can, because obviously there's oversubscription all the time, and there's other services like us who are trying to help as well, but they're working with those people as well. So unfortunately there are a lot that miss out, but we definitely target it to those that are really, really most vulnerable. You know, people that have just left the home because of violence and really have nothing. You know, people leave with just the clothes on their back sometimes, and we know of those situations, so we try and prioritise to that.
Do you have a story to share with us about one of the families you've helped?
Oh, yeah, lots of stories. I mean, in our brochure, there's a woman by the name of Emma who came to us last year exactly in that situation. She was homeless. She had two young girls. She could not find accommodation for her. They were living in a car or by support of friends, and we worked with them really, really hard to get them into their home and right at Christmas time. So they were just setting up in a home, and by being able to have access to the hamper and Christmas presents and those kind of things, for her it was just that alleviation of stress. If you know what it's like to just have that level of stress going on all the time, and all she wanted her girls to just be settled and have something nice for Christmas, and it's really just that simple. And you know, everyone you meet that actually get a hamper and the presents for the children, amazingly, overwhelmingly gracious in how grateful they are. And that's the best part of it, I think. So it does feel good. And the other thing I would say is every dollar of the donations goes exactly to the family. Like, there's nothing that goes to support, you know, the organisation or anything like that. So everyone gets, whatever you donate, those families get it direct.
This sounds like a wonderful cause and a great way to spend money at this time of year when there's a lot of things that are trying to get us to spend money on them. How is it that we can get involved and help out?
Oh, there's heaps of ways. You can donate direct. Just go straight to our website and we have it right there. You can't miss it. And then it shows you, you know, there's different things that you can donate. You can donate the $50 for that food hamper I was talking about, but there's other things that you can donate. One of them being a DV home starter pack where you can actually help somebody set up in a new home with a $400 homewares type package. You can also go to your employer. Like we have places like Rossdale Homes provide quite a large donation to us for our Christmas appeal. You know, some organisations in South Australia are truly generous. And so we have business partners that come and donate to us. So, you know, even if you're interested in getting your employer to help out, that's even better. But just go straight to the website that we have and and you'll be able to donate really easily.
Well, hopefully we can all reach into our pockets this Christmas and help those who really do need help. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maria.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Casey.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. Bye now.
CEO of Junction Australia, Maria Palumbo, speaking about their joint effort with Food Bank Australia to make Christmas a little easier for families facing hardship this year. If you want to give a gift to someone who really needs it, head online to junctionaustralia.org.au.